Hello, pals o' mine. Driving tip: flick on your turn signal before you abruptly change lanes. Thank you. Happy anniversary, Yosemite Park. I was going to say happy birthday, but you know what? The land has pretty much been there way before we arrived. So happy anniversary, Yosemite Park. 123 years it became a national park. And I want to let all of you know that even though the government shutdown occurred today and most national parks are closed, Yosemite Park is not, because it has highways going through it. Now the services within the park are closed, but the park itself is open. So please go out there if you can and really enjoy nature's bounty. It's absolutely gorgeous every season. In fact, you should visit it each season just to see the changes, the gorgeous changes that occur there. And if you do, say hi for me. I haven't been there for a few months. I'm overdue. I wanted to get this out about gamers. I'm not one, but I love this concept. You know, they sometimes get a bad rep as nerds or anti-society cave dwellers. So I wanted to get the word out about a few game-related charities. The most famous one probably would be the Humble Bundle. Every week, it posts a selection of video games available for download, and it lists a number of charities. So the buyer can pay whatever dollar amount he or she wants for the download and chooses the charity that he or she would like to receive the funds. If you pay a higher amount, additional games are unlocked. Win-win. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are raised weekly. How cool is that? Then there's Games Aid, which is from the UK, and it periodically sells games to raise money for charities assisting disadvantaged children. And they sell game-related memorabilia on eBay. So do some perusing over in that arena. Extra Life is kind of like a game-a-thon. You earn money for the Children's Miracle Network hospitals by asking people to pledge money for you to play a game on the platform of your choice for as long as you can to raise as much money as you can. And then there's Child's Play, which is kind of like Make-A-Wish Foundation in that it helps fulfill wish lists for hospitalized children. So Child's Play fulfills the requests through monetary donations or directly through Amazon requests. And by the way, they don't limit the fulfillment by games only. They also fulfill requests for books and toys. So there you go. You have at least four choices to do your part to help kids while having fun playing. Colorado. Lives, property, so much loss there. So sad. There is a way you can help if you live in the Colorado area. It's a small, very small thing that you can assist with, but it would mean so much on such a large scale emotionally for those that have lost photographs, that is, photographs that have been damaged. If you are very familiar with Photoshop or something similar, there are volunteers that would love to add you to their stable, so to speak, to help these victims. So I want to give you a few phone numbers, if you could write these down. Leave a Legacy in Fort Collins, 970-226-0102. Leave a Legacy in Denver, 303-623-0607. Memories to Digital in Boulder, 303-554-7100. Memories to Digital in Lone Tree, 303-799-1677. It'd be great. You'd be awesome. Yay! California has finally received official state foods. Yeah, I never heard of state foods either. But yay! California has finally received state foods. Artichokes, state vegetable. Avocados, state fruit. California does produce 99% of the U.S. crop. Almonds, the state nut. And rice, the state grain. Now you know. What about your state? Meanwhile, over in New York, the Tompkins County Public Library is hosting a traveling exhibit called The Lives They Left Behind, Suitcases from a State Hospital Attic. For more than 125 years, older than Yosemite National Park, Willard Psychiatric Center housed people deemed unfit, quote-unquote, for society, like the homeless, those unable to communicate in English, depression, or other illnesses. Thousands of people were sent to Willard, in many cases by their own families. Many spent the rest of their lives there. After Willard closed in 1995, more than 400 suitcases were discovered that had been left behind when their owners died or had moved on. The suitcases and their contents were preserved by the New York State Museum, and in 1998, the life stories of the suitcase owners were pieced together. The exhibit was initially hosted at the New York State Museum, and it features 12 suitcases along with photographic and written profiles of the patients who once owned them. I don't know if I could handle visiting this because it would just, it'd break my heart. But as a personal historian, I deeply appreciate the effort and time spent putting this together, and I encourage anyone living in or traveling to the area to visit this exhibit. If you can't, there is a book out available through Bellevue Literary Press. It came out a few years ago. That's titled The Lives They Left Behind, Suitcases from a State Hospital Attic. It keeps an addict. Attic. So that's a problem with today, isn't it? There's too many addicts. It's always in the news. Gossip columns. Addict. Attic. So check it out, at least as an homage on some level on those poor patients. It's October, so if you're planning a Halloween party, consider a themed party. I think it's much more fun. It's more interesting because it gives a topic, a very specific topic, for guests to get creative with. For instance, authors or TV shows. I have a friend, one year she and her husband, friends I should say, she and her husband, they like themed parties. One year they had come as a prostitute or pimp, and then the two of them as hosts were a couple of the characters from Reno 911. One year it was come as your favorite comic book villain, you know. They're fun. So just think about it, okay? Breaking Bad is over, and I know a lot of you are bummed, but I'm happy because the new season of Once Upon a Time has begun. I know, but you know, it's creative escapism, and that works for me. It's like steampunk. I don't participate in it, but I'm a huge fan because it's so creative. You know, and I really think I would look awesome in one of those outfits. I mean, truly, I think I have the physique for them. Hourglass figure, yeah. Maybe Halloween. My old high school has a Facebook page, and someone posted a suggestion on it yesterday that people post their crushes from back when they were in school. And I thought, you know, even though I have not been in high school for years, I'm still embarrassed to admit it. Isn't that funny? You know, it's like you go to your class reunion, and even though all these alleged adults are in attendance, you are right back in high school. It is the funniest thing. So I'm still on the fence about it. Should I cop to them or not? I don't know. So, do something different this week. Whistle or hum an old TV theme while standing in line and see how many folk turn and smile. These are your people.